Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Can I just apologize up top? That was really unprofessional of me.
That's all right. Explain what happened.
Basically, I forgot. I pressed the button twice and it didn't record. This is the biggest mess up I've ever made in my entire life. And
you
I really,
wish it was the biggest mess up you've ever made.
Oh, God. Good grief. You're right there.
Mm-hmm,
So basically what we just spoke for about maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Brief recap. We
During
spoke
which
about...
I reckon I was the funniest I've ever been.
Well, I'll never know.
I'll never know.
They'll never know. But basically addressing the rumors, the rumors are true. I do want to end the podcast. No, we will not be ending the podcast.
We won't be ending the podcast.
We feel very deep... We feel very deep malaise at the moment.
Yes.
What else? What else do we talk about?
I'm showering regularly.
You're showering regularly. I'm showering when I feel like it.
Yeah.
Which is probably every 2 days.
See, my issue is that I never feel like a shower unless I'm like fucking filthy. But that's usually only after exercise. And after exercise, I literally don't want to do anything. Like, I would rather sleep in my own sweat. Like, the only thing that will get me good hygiene, I reckon, is being in a relationship, to be fair.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, I usually shower every day because I would live with flatmates and I would be judged, right? But
I shower regularly if I'm having sex regularly, you know? Like, that's my reward.
Of course you're doing that.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got, like, some personal hygiene. But then
I need to be incentivized.
I remember reading in a magazine that ages ago that Julia Roberts doesn't shower every day. And I thought, you know what? Cool. I'll be like Julia Roberts. Like, if Julia Roberts doesn't shower every day, then why should I?
Fuck, she's so good, eh?
Yeah. She's a...
I think she was my first crush. But I didn't know it was a crush because she was a woman. I just thought it was just, like, I was obsessed with her. But I think she was my first crush.
I mean, you've said that you've had this realization about 5 times on this podcast.
Well, every time it occurs to me, I'm like, well, you look at that.
Well, look how far we've come. I want to address...
Like, look at that latent sexuality.
I was talking to my nan about this, and we're talking about showers and, you know, the frequency of showers and team night shower versus team morning shower. And her friend Rosalie is like, you can't shower... just in the morning, you know, you got all the grime on you in the day. You always have a shower at night. Now, I am not a night. Yeah, well, I mean, it makes sense. And then you get into bed, so you're not getting into bed all like
clean and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I agree. But hair washing, what happens there? You know,
you just don't wash your hair
ever.
Well, no, you do. You wash it in your morning shower, I guess.
But then if you're having night showers, it means you're having 2 showers in a day. And that is something I am very opposed to.
I know heaps of people who shower twice a day. Waddy showers twice a day. Hannah showers twice a day.
I hate that. I kind of get it.
Like,
that.
I get like a morning scrub and an evening rinse.
I don't get it for water wastage. Water is going to be the biggest commodity post-apocalypse that we'll be trading in. There's no water left in the... Don't waste water
but
on
we're
two
not,
showers
but we're,
a day.
But our circuit isn't wasting water currently. I mean, actually, that's not true. In Auckland, if we weren't in the middle of a lockdown, they would have declared a water shortage. Yeah, they would have. But like, you can, I reckon I can shower in like 2 minutes, turning the tap on and off.
You reckon that? And girl, you time it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll shower tomorrow morning and I'll time it using as little water as possible.
Okay. Sorry, as few water as possible.
I don't know why that fucking got me. That fucking got me so good. Oh, shit, that got me.
I do make you laugh sometimes.
Yeah, you do make me laugh sometimes.
Yeah. By the way, I'm lying down.
Can you please give a live review of what you thought of the artwork I made for you?
The artwork was incredible. Sorry, you want to... So I was going through, you know, a pretty concentrated period of lockdown malaise, and you decided to cheer me up by drawing me a gorgeous picture of a interpretation of the time I was so high that I thought I was going to die, and you were in bed next to me. And the original photo is truly like my lowest moment. I can't.
We ever release that photo publicly?
No.
I think we should. I genuinely think we should.
No, that is a private moment only should have existed in memory.
Okay, well, maybe I'll release the artwork.
Yeah, I think you should release the artwork. Definitely release the artwork. I look better in the artwork than I do in the photo.
Your critique of the artwork was that it took a full 24 hours for you to realize which one in the photo you...
To be fair, you sent it at like midnight. So I looked at it and oh, that's sweet. And then I thought I was you. But you could see
so
how
you didn't
I
even recognize that it was the photo.
I thought it was a photo that you took of us, and I'm looking at it now. I thought it was a photo of us at another time. But you can see that you've drawn you like me with glasses on and my hair.
No, I have not.
We look similar.
I have. Okay, hold on. I'm just looking at it now. I think in it, we look so distinctively different.
Well, we
I'm
do,
just
but
looking
you,
at
you
it
could
now.
You could look like that, and I could look like you. Like, we could easily be each other in those photos.
Here's what I'll concede. I don't really look like me, but I think you look like you.
Okay, maybe that's true.
I've given myself a much stronger jawline than I deserve.
I'm comparing now.
Yeah.
Okay. You've given me a much more generous jawline as well. I'm so out of it.
Yeah.
And the original photo is so
This to me is the perfect depiction of this experience of the virus. Have we spoken about this on the podcast? We have spoken about it on the podcast.
Yeah. At length we've spoken about it on the podcast.
Fuck, I can't fucking remember.
My God.
It's not my. Listen,
so
I'm looking
funny.
At this drawing and I'm thinking that's beautiful. And what a stunning display.
Yeah, we've
got to
release it.
You know?
Yeah, I'm going to put it on the Instagram stories. Stories, not main, but I'm going to put it on.
It doesn't deserve main.
It doesn't deserve main. It does not deserve main.
It's going to get 24
sort of
hours of fame.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I put a nice little quote up there. The shoot, this too shall pass.
This shoot shall pass. This shoot shall pass.
Oh my God. Uh-oh. Oh heaven. I think this it's maybe one of my favorite things I've ever done.
Your Danny DeVito is really good as well.
Yeah. Oh fuck. Man, I started watching last night.
It was
night,
Miranda's birthday a couple of days ago.
Was it?
Okay, go on, sorry. Yeah.
Did you reach out?
Turned 67. I reached out on Twitter.
God, in quarantine?
No. He's not on Twitter, but I reached out on Twitter just saying happy birthday, Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
To the universe.
Yeah.
But yeah, just really exciting. So wait, what were you going to say?
I started watching last night, Too Hot to Handle. Have you heard of
this?
Yeah.
So I heard everyone's talking about this. I've heard of it. It seems crazy. I don't know if I can watch it, but go on.
It's honestly the most vile bullshit I've ever watched, and I'm fucking loving it.
Wow.
So it's a bunch of people who are basically like Love Island contestants all put on an island, and then 12 hours in they get told they're not allowed any sexual interaction or to masturbate.
Oh my gosh.
But like all of these people are the horniest motherfuckers I've ever seen in my entire life, and they're all like the worst version of people, but except for a couple who I genuinely am starting to love. But early on, one of them, Harry, is like such a villain that I was like screaming at the TV, basically. I was so upset at what a villain he is. So basically, okay, so you get 12 hours when you arrive on the island before they knew the rules. And he ended up hooking up with this girl, Francesca. And then after the rules came into place, they were, like, still kind of, like, touching each other a lot but trying not to hook up. And then he basically, like, talks her into kissing him, which is, like, fine. Like, she's up for it. Like, she cried when they told her that you can't have sex. It's honestly such a good show. I can't recommend it enough. She was like doing a talking head, like doing that thing where she was like touching under her eyes to like stop the tears.
Yeah, that's so
funny. So they're not allowed to have sex for 4 weeks. She's Canadian, I think. It's international, right. Which I love.
Is it? It's Netflix.
It's on Netflix, yeah.
And just a couple of questions. Okay, so when you say they hooked up, do you mean that they had sex?
No. Just like kissing.
Okay.
Like they were about to have sex and then the robot.
And they
like,
lose. They lose money? What's the whole
thing? They lose money. So there's a $100,000 prize pool. I don't know how you win the competition yet. Maybe they all vote on it or some shit. I'm halfway through the season and I don't know how you win this competition.
Yeah.
But I'm still loving it. Anyway, so then after you weren't allowed to kiss anymore, he basically, like, talks her into kissing him, which she's up for and she wants to. Like, it's not a consent issue. But then he goes and comes clean that he's done it, but he says that she went in to kiss him, which is just, like, absurd when you watch back the footage. Anyway...
Wow.
So everyone is like, well, that girl's lying, righty, righty, rah. So she becomes a villain, and then she decides to lead hard into her villain status and lose them more money by hooking up with a girl thinking that no one would ever suspect it. And, oh, my God, I just remembered another really funny detail about it. Just remind me that there's something funny. And so then she hooks up with this girl thinking that the like robot host will announce that they've lost money, but no one will ever suspect them, and then they'll all turn on each other. But then they just ask the robot who hooked up, and so it immediately becomes that it was this girl again. Anyway, but the funny thing is, the girl who she hooks up with is this girl who's like clearly kind of in love with her and is like obsessed with her and keeps saying things along the lines of like, wouldn't it be so funny if we told everyone else that we, like, loved each other?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So fucking good, man. It's so fucking good. I love it so much.
This is amazing. Maybe I need to watch it. Jesus.
I think you do. It's so vapid. But, like, I've been having real trouble focusing on anything substantial.
Yeah, same.
And so I found it like a real nice release, I guess, which is a gross word to use, but I stand by it.
Ooh. Last night I watched a bit of Rick Stein with Nan. I was on the telly and I was just loving it, to be honest.
Was Rick Stein... Yeah. I got him confused with the guy who does all those audio tours of like Italy and shit. Rick Steves.
Oh yeah, Rick Steves. shout out to Rick Steves. Unauthorized shout out to Rick Steves. Free tours of places that you'll never be able to go again, everyone. Yeah. So maybe listen to those. Listen to those.
She's that.
Dream of a
today.
Time where she could have traveled.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, today? Try this decade.
You would die.
I just realized this is the start of a new decade. Yeah, no.
It's what?
We're in a new decade. Remember when everyone was on Twitter, like when on New Year's, being like, happy roaring 20s, everyone.
Oh, man. Isn't that crazy how much has happened in such a short space of time?
It's crazy.
It's hot take. So weird.
What's going on is crazy. I go through, like, I just go through, like, I cried a lot this weekend. I haven't cried much during all this. And I keep reading people, you know, things that people, you know, talk about how, like, they just, in, you know, on and off crying intermittently and stuff. And I think I really didn't, when we first got back to New Zealand, I just didn't, I felt, you know, really mad. Like, I, as I know, I think I go, like, slightly manic after, like, a shock. And so, like, and then, so then I go into, like, a weird space.
Yeah, you definitely have a delayed response.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Whereas I was, like, losing it in England straight away when it was happening. I was, like, power chucking over my room and with anxiety.
Yes.
About, like, how to get home. Yeah, I literally power chucked all through my room as I was packing to go home.
Did we talk about that? It was crazy. You threw up everywhere. And everywhere. Photos, and the photos made me want to throw up.
I'm so sorry.
They were crazy.
It was crazy. It literally, like, it came out of me with, like, a full force that I didn't know that my, like, reflexes had. Like, I have a gag reflex. Like, that is, like, just a fact I've always had to deal with. And it's one of the reasons why, like, I would give head, but I didn't necessarily... I kind of like, you know, I liked it, but I didn't love it because I was always like battling with myself, you know, but I didn't realize it was.
I hate the term give head. Sorry, my name.
Well, what was I going to say though? Like blowjob?
Yeah. Like, yeah, blowjobs and stuff.
Sorry, I would give blowjobs. Is that better?
do a blowjob.
I would do a blowjob.
I'd love to do a blowjob.
I'd like have a hoon at a blowjob.
I remember the first ever time that Joseph Moore, our friend, described it as a gobby. Remember?
Oh, Jesus.
Isn't that the worst thing? But also kind of funny. Anyway, go on.
Oh, God. I don't reckon I'll ever give a blowjob again in my life, to be honest.
Really?
I reckon those days are behind me.
Kind of nice about them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I'm not degrading them. I think they're great, and I've never had a problem with them. I just think I prefer, what's the appropriate way to say, what's the opposite of giving a blowjob?
Eating? Receiving?
No. Imagine I'm...
But I thought you could describe... I feel like you can still say. I thought, can you still say if it's on, if you're let's just say my nan's in the kitchen eating pussy. can you say that about that?
I think you do. I say giving.
Yeah, you do
for that.
I think that's quite nice. Yeah, maybe it's a general term. I like it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, see, that's the thing about giving head is that, like, as a phrase, it's gender non-specific. It basically just means lovely. That your mouth is somewhere around their genitals.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. I think I just prefer that with women. That's all. And women. That's not a political statement.
I prefer that with one woman.
Basically.
Yeah, you're deeply monogamous. But pretty care.
God, I am so monogamous. I hate it.
I was thinking about it.
Sex.
What was I thinking about? Sex, yeah. And I was thinking about how...
You were thinking about it. Cool.
It's crazy that people with like people with like a penis won't know what it feels like to have like, I don't know, like, well, like I will never know what it feels like to have like,
well, you dropped out there.
Do you know what I mean?
Say again. No, you dropped out. Say like, it again. I really want to know what you're saying.
What it's like to have a penis. I will not know what it feels like to have a penis. In terms of, I don't know, it being like.
Well, you'll never know what that sensation is like, I guess.
That, yeah, the but like you can what I mean, mimic the sensation, it. I think.
Yeah, because you could like use a strap on and have a hone, you know.
Yeah, but I just don't know. No, I just find it interesting that it's like it's a different. They're like different. Experiences,
feelings. Yeah.
That they never really the twain shall meet.
That is profound.
Like no one. Ever,
never
like,
the twain shall meet.
Truly feel, yeah. But then also it means that like all experiences could be different. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's like there are so many experiences though that like that aren't don't even go across gender divides that we'll never know truly what it's like for that person physically. Like the sensation. Like I wouldn't assume necessarily that like what it feels like to me. To have sex is the same as what it feels like to somebody else.
Yeah.
Because there are different sensations. Like some people like nipple stuff and some people don't, you know, for example. But like we've all got nipples.
Well, I think I was just finding it funny because it's like sometimes you just don't know what to do with a dick. And then like and then someone won't know what to do with your I guess vulva and vagina.
What do you do in those circumstances? I mean, I never know what to do. And, like, you don't know if what you're doing is right.
Yeah, but that's the funny thing is that, like, to me, I'm like, how are you fucking this up so bad? It's, like, obvious, but it's obvious because I know what to you know what to do to create a certain response. But, like, they're just flying blind.
But I think that's, like, the issue with, like, sex education in general is that, like, so much of it is about, like, here's, like, the physical thing you should be doing, whereas I feel like the more, like, powerful tool is, wow. like, Huge. How you can get better at, like, communicating. Communicating what you want and then, like, listening to what the other person is actually enjoying rather than, like, going in there with, a premeditated version of, like, okay, here's what I assume you'll enjoy. It's like you try all that shit out, but you've got to it's like improv. You've just got to yes and in the moment.
You have to yes and. You have to be in the moment. You have to be present. You have to be simultaneously present but also not present to be able to deal with the craziness of the situation, is my opinion.
Yeah, for
I probably go into a strange zone mentally because I would, if I was ever very aware of myself. I think we've talked about this before. If I was very aware of the situation I was in, I would laugh and cry at the same time because I'd be like, this is so deeply embarrassing. And this is against everything I stand for.
Yeah, 100%. I feel the exact same way. Sometimes when it's over, I'm like, a weird shadow realm. I can't believe what I've just done.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
But there's also something like so incredible about it in that respect, in that like, you can't, like, in order to have good sex, you can't, like, conceive of yourself outside of that moment. Like, you just have to be focusing on literally what's happening. Yeah. Like, don't you feel like that is the best sex? Like, the worst is when you're, like, thinking about other shit or you can't concentrate or you're getting self-conscious or, like, any of that shit.
Yeah.
If you can let all of that go. And that's why I think dumb people, and I say that to mean people who...
Stupid people.
Have and are good potentially at sex because they're not weighed down by thought.
Really true.
Do you care to speak to that?
Well, I think it's about inhibition, isn't it?
Well, yes and no.
I think it's incredibly elite. It's incredibly elitist. It's probably the worst thing you've said on the podcast.
Yeah. I reckon I've said worse, but it's like definitely top five. But it's something that I would have privately discussed, so like I may as well talk about it out loud.
Oh,
but, like,
absolutely. As I've said, we are truth sayers, and there needs to be more of us in this current climate. You know, we can't mince our words. at a time like this.
No, I just, and I'm not saying that smart people can't have good sex.
Good at sex.
You know, I know plenty of smart people who are great at sex. But I guess I'm just saying I think it would come more naturally if you're a bit of an idiot.
Uh-oh, you've cut out. Hi.
Oh,
hi, are you there?
Am I there?
You're back, you're back. Can I say something about this?
Actually, you know what? I reckon we should move on.
Okay. Fair enough. What else have you been up to?
No, I'm kidding. What are you
going to say? No, I actually forgot what I was going to say. So mission accomplished.
No, don't. You can't end it on like that. No. You can't do that. No.
Mission accomplished.
Please. You've about idiots me. Being good at sex. No, I was doing a joke. Don't act out.
You repressed me deeper into my shell.
Fuck. Oh, God.
You repressed me.
Well.
No, what was I going to say? Oh, my God. No, I was just going to say, you've got to, that's why I think I can never specifically remember, like, specific details about sexual encounters. I remember mood, atmosphere, and like snippets. Like I just never can have a clear recollection. But I think all memory operates like that. But I think there's a level of memory, like the memory that you're creating when you're potentially having sex, because there's like a layer of like having to lower inhibitions by like making the memory blurry a bit. Or maybe I'm just deeply describing the fact that I often repress sexual experiences, which maybe could reflect some dark experience of my past.
No, we've definitely spoken about the fact that like sometimes having sex is like being drunk, and then like the next day you'll like get flashes of what you did the night before and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. But I will say that my experience of like sexual encounters is the ones that I don't necessarily enjoy, I have forgotten about, and the ones where I'm like, that was fucking cool, I feel like I can remember heaps of it.
Yeah, I've talked about this before, and that sometimes I get twinges of like shame when I
remember. Oh no, you shouldn't though.
I know, but I mean, you know, I mean, probably less now because I'm probably reminiscing about them more fondly. But yeah.
I think it's cool, man. I reckon that sex is awesome, like amazing. Two people just coming together, just fucking having a hoon on each other.
Well, not always. Am I right?
Yeah, so fucking true.
I don't think that anyone's going to be having sex for
18 months.
Oh my God.
It's so funny watching this Netflix show where they're all crying about not having sex for 4 weeks. And I'm like, honestly, if you guys could only have known what was on its way.
Where was it shot?
Fuck, I don't know. Last year sometime, I presume. Somewhere in the summer.
Cool.
I'm just looking. I'm recording this podcast from my old bedroom, like my childhood bedroom, which my mum has now turned into kind of like her crafting area. She's put up like a big trestle table and has all the photos from my childhood and other people's childhoods out on it as she like works through them. And like my first number one thing that I noticed was that like looking at photos of me around the 7 or 8 year old mark, I like thought I was so fat at that age. And now I'm looking at them and I was like so just like chubby and cute. Like I should have chilled out.
I know. It's so sad, eh?
It's so sad. God, I wish.
My nan said that to me. She said, well, we were talking about that, the same thing. I said, you know, oh God, I look, you know, I'm looking at all these photos from 5 years ago and I've put on weight. But she was like, no, but I was doing that, looking back on photos and I wasn't. I always thought I was so big and just enjoy it. She was like, enjoy it now. Love yourself now. And,
sweet.
She's like, believe in yourself. Her biggest thing is talking about believing in yourself.
Oh, that's so nice. I wish I had a guiding light like that.
I wish I could be that guiding light, but
yeah. I feel like my parents are like, believe in yourself, but like within the limits of what you can accomplish.
Yeah, you don't need that hefty whack of realism at a time like this. You need absolute idealism.
Complete fantasy. I've actually been getting along with them really well, but I had a big cry the other night.
Mm-hmm.
I was like I don't know, just like elements of this lockdown have been really shit. I mean, for everyone, but just like not ideal circumstance. I don't know. People around me are not in great positions, or, you know, there's whatever personal shit. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was like talking to them about it at the table. Actually, after you text me, and I was like trying to console you, and then it kind of sent me into my own little spiral.
I'm sorry.
No, not at all. I love it. So I was talking to my dad about it, and he was walking me through it. And in my head, what I was thinking about was, when is my mum going to be able to, like, hug my nieces and nephews, like, her grandchildren? You know, I was like, what is that date that we're working towards? But what we were talking about outside, like, my dad used the reference of, like, he's like, I don't think you're going to go to the movies for a year, for example. Mm-hmm. And that's not what I was thinking about in my head, but that's what was said out loud, and I burst into tears. Oh, God. It looks like
you're crying about the movies.
I was crying about the movies.
I'm crying about the movies, for God's sake.
Yeah, I know. Some of that normalcy back will be really exciting when it happens. But it's just
I know what you mean. It's bizarre. Yeah.
It is. But I mean, also, you just got to give up and just, like, you know, accept it.
We're very lucky in lots of other ways.
We are. But, and I think it's going to be such a strange thing, because there's not like a day where, like, you rip off the band-aid and it's like everything is back to normal. You know, it's going to be like such a slow process that I feel like it's going to be like one day we look back at it and we go, oh, it's happened. Yeah. You know, like, it's almost going to pass us by a little bit.
Well, it's not like, someone winning a war, some sort of, like, you know, coming to two countries, coming to, like, oh, let's stop, like, let's stop having a war. What a simplistic way of describing. Yeah.
I know, end of I know. Water.
But also.
But it was like that. They, like, declared the end of the war, well, you know.
That's what I mean. And that's, like, really, it's like, yeah. And I know we always have difficulty, like, this is not in any, like, it's not, like, wartime. It's very different, but it is, that's what makes it, like, weird when people, like, liken it to wartime, because in many ways it is, in terms of, you know, the stress on healthcare and lives lost and so many things about that, and, like, but I think it's, yeah, exactly, it's not a thing which it's not, it's beyond our control.
Yeah, it's, it really
literally
is
beyond our control as
humans. And in my better moments I accept that and I move on. And, you know, and in my weaker moments, I go, well, that's absurd. Surely I can fix this.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy.
Hey, well, that was, like, pretty good.
I don't know if I'm in a better or worse mood, but I'm definitely in a mood.
Well, I'm pleased to hear it. There's nothing worse than when you're neutral.
Yeah, I know. Great. Thanks for talking.
Yeah, thanks for the chat. Hey, if you guys have any emails, please send them through to bonersoftheheart@gmail.com and we'll do our best to either respond to you or just read it and really enjoy it and privately talk about it amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
And look out for the piece of art that I made, Rose, on her Instagram stories. It'll only be up there for 24 hours, so really make the most of that.
Really do remember.
Screenshot
the
it and share it around. You know, do whatever you need to kind of get this small business off the ground.
Sure. And I'll try and do that today, but maybe it might be tomorrow, you know. Who knows?
You know what? It's to my discretion. Chances are it won't happen.
And I like how you're a realist about this.
Yeah, of course. I've known you long enough now. You know?
Yeah. I'm going to go and make a hot chocolate.
I'm going to go get back to work. An hour 20 until we hear the news.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah, cut that from the podcast, because international listeners won't even know.
Bye. I'm stopping recording now. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.